This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. On Monday, Facebook handed over 3,000 Russian-linked ads to congressional investigators, ads that give us just a glimpse into the scope of meddling in the presidential election. Now, the Washington Post has a story that Russian operatives used a sophisticated Facebook advertising tool to identify and target voters. For more, we have the Washington Post's national technology reporter, Craig Timberg, with us. Thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure.
We've known that Russian operatives created political ads to influence this election. What more do we know now?
Well, you know how when you look at a pair of shoes and every time you go anywhere else on the internet, you see that pair of shoes?
I do.
That's what the Russians did. They used this special Facebook tool called Custom Audiences that allows them to match up your behavior, identify who you are, and then follow you around the internet. So if you were looking at some sort of crazy conspiracy theory link, they learned that you might be interested in that kind of content, and they kept targeting it at you.
So tell me a little bit more about this tool. It's called Custom Audiences. Who is it created for, and how does it work?
It's essentially the advertising tool for corporate America. So if Target wants to upload a bunch of customer lists and deliver Target ads to people, they can do that. If a big oil company wants to deliver its messages, they can do that. It's a pretty high-powered tool that Facebook has developed in the last 5 years or so that helps companies really find people who would be open to their kinds of messages. And political campaigns use it too. We just didn't know that the Russians were using it as a political tool.
What's it mean that the Russians were using it? If somebody clicked on an ad, the Russians got them in this list of users who might be susceptible to this kind of propaganda. What would that mean about how this ad would spread?
So it isn't only ads. It also can be links on Facebook pages that might lead you to, say, you know, a Russian-operated website. And once you go outside of Facebook, they actually can attach a bunch of cookies to you and follow you around the web and learn what you're interested in, learn what you're reading. And then the term of art is retargeting. They can retarget the same sort of content to you again and again wherever you go on the internet over the course of months at a time.
Could they also target my friends?
Yeah. So if you clicked on something or you followed a link, they might reasonably assume that your friends or your friends' friends would be interested in the same sort of content. Maybe you're the kind of person who thought that Hillary Clinton's health was really important to you during the election. And so someone operating an information campaign would think, oh, well, your friend probably is interested in that same sort of content. And so they would it would spread across your social network potentially. We now know that Facebook has modeled this, and they say that 10 million people saw the Russian bot ads on their social media platform.
Mark Zuckerberg has promised to do more to stop the spread of fake news, fake ads. The company is working with congressional investigators. What more can Facebook do now with this investigation or going forward?
Folks on the Hill feel like there could be some sort of deeper dives analytically, not only into sort of Facebook usage and the way ads were displayed, but also in the way the Facebook links outward to the larger world, to things like YouTube and Twitter. You know, it's a big, complex ecosystem of internet platforms now. And the only people who really understand it are the people at the companies because you know, even independent researchers can't see how Facebook works, can't see how Facebook necessarily connects with YouTube. So the people on the Hill think that Facebook could go farther in turning its gaze inward in a more powerful way.
What are the implications here for other social media? What do we know about how and to what extent Russians targeted those platforms?
I think it's safe to assume that anything that any of us use was probably targeted at least a little bit. Facebook was just – I think it's clearer than ever really that Facebook was one tool among many in that effort, and they used it the way a U.S. political campaign or a U.S. corporate advertiser might use it. They use it to find people, to target them, to alter or influence their view of reality. I think they did everything that they could think of to shape the political field during that election.
Washington Post national technology reporter Craig Timberg, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.